episode 2746, Everything Matters to God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen, because God is calling on you. He's calling you to rise up. He has a message for your heart and your mind. Are you ready to hear it? Because everything matters to God. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You can contemplate what's essential and rationalize your priorities. You can wonder what, if anything, matters. Know, though, that everything matters to God. You know, how did you wake up this morning? When your eyes opened, think about that for just a moment. Or did you not even think about that and your feet just hit the floor and you were off and running? You had things that you had to get done. How buried are you in your to-do list? Are you internally debating what is true and where you should focus your energy? Life is complicated. There are many decisions you face on a daily basis, yet one should never be questioned. Does God really care? Just because most of your days are wrapped up in the mundane doesn't mean it does not matter. How you live your life today in the big and little decisions matters. God didn't create the heavens and the earth to not be concerned with how you live your life in all aspects. He desires to be a part of your everyday life. Everything matters to God. So do you let him in while grocery shopping, buying a new computer, mowing your lawn, and doing the dishes? Just because your laundry is dirty doesn't mean he wants you to hide it from him. Think about that for a moment. I think a lot of us are trying to pull away from God because we don't want him to see everything. Well, let me tell you, God sees everything. But the question is, are you willing to let him in? Are you willing to allow him, to give him that permission? God doesn't like to be a pushy God. He really doesn't. He wants to come to you when your arms are open, when your mind is, okay, Lord, I'm ready to hear from you. But are you? Or are you still trying to hide things from him, like your dirty laundry? God cleanses and rejuvenates your day, but if you try to utilize him only on Sundays or Wednesdays or during those 911 situations, the only one suffering more is you. God did not intend for you to live apart from him. He wants all of you every day. Now, you and I both know that's hard to accomplish, right? We're humans. But you can take the initiative and change how and when you talk to him. What if you could text him like you do your spouse? What if you could text him and check in with him as often as you do with your kids or your best friend? Would you? God does not compartmentalize, but you do. So stop thinking you need permission to come to him. His arms are always open. It's you who shuts him out. So allow God to do what he does best, to love you and be there for you. So I got a question, and I want you to be honest, not just with me, okay? I want this honesty to strike your heart. Are you frustrated with God? Do you think he's not doing enough in your life? Now remember your position as you answer those questions, and then I want you to flip the script. Is God frustrated with you? Does God think you're not doing enough with him? You trying to act like you've got it all under control. Yeah, that doesn't go very well, does it? There is a difference between self-control and then being controlling. and then getting what you want, that selfish opinion that you deserve more. Focus on what God desires for your life. Invite Him into your everyday. Give your words, actions, and rest to Him. All that everyday stuff does matter to God. Everything matters to God. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.